say that Krishna is eternal and we are eternal, but then we say also that from Krishna Balram come and so many other expansions come. So are these also eternal? How can we say that they are all eternal? So there is variety in the spiritual realm by which more and more rasa can be enjoyed. So there are different manifestations of the Lord, and these all these different manifestations enable the reciprocation of love with the Lord in different ways and different modes. So we are not exactly saying that everything is eternal everywhere. Yes, that the material world is temporary and the spiritual world is eternal. But in the spiritual world also, God manifests in different forms. In Brahma's prayers for creative energy, it is Brahma is praying, and if the Lord says, Yadya Dhya Tu Urugaya Vibhavayanti. O Lord Urugaya, you are the Lord who is glorified by various wonderful poetry. Dhya, according to one's disposition, according to one's consciousness, the devotees worship you in different forms. And whatever form they desire to worship you, Tattat Vapuhu Praniyase, you manifest yourself in that form. Why? Sat Anugrahaya. For bestowing mercy on the sat, on those who are pursuing eternal reality, pursuing the sat. Those are the spiritualists of the devotees. So there is variety in the transcendental realm because Krishna reciprocates with the various desires of the devotees to serve him in different forms and in different ways. And that's how the Lord manifests many different forms.